Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
It's your hip hop informer. What's going on? It's that dude, TM Hyman, coming to you live out of Ybor City. It's the entertainment district of Tampa and home of the Sanctuary Church of Tampa, my home church, Pastor Michael L. Williams. What's going on, everybody? It is Wednesday, October 30th, a day before all the goons and goblins and demons take over our space. Don't let them take over too much because you still got to live. Halloween is tomorrow, but tonight we're trying to get over this hump. Hey, the topic, the street code, the street code and the concept of no snitching, is that a myth or is that reality? I was raised in an era where, you know, the quote was, you know, snitches get stitches, and I knew that was real. Does that still exist today? What's the deal with the street code of no snitching? Is that still a myth? Or reality, because it was never a myth for me. But for some, it was a myth that they really didn't think that that was really true. They're going to, you know, tell. But, again, where I come from, the concept was snitches get stitches. But I realized there's some things that, you know, if you see go down, somebody needs to know. We want to hear your perspective tonight. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Wednesday, October 30th. The topic, street code, no snitching. Is that a myth or reality? We'll be right back with the crew, Team Hyman Radio Live.
Me and her, I can no wrong. I give her that beat for pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya.
With the tongue, but I ain't gonna
guess so I did it. Me and her, oxymoron. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya. Me and her, oxymoron. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya.
I got a story about a nigga in the bed. Woke up the next morning like, how'd I get here? Then I got a text that said, are you alright? You ate the pussy so good that I paid you for the night. Not to mention the fact you turned me out. I said, I wish I knew what you were talking about. She said, just leave your girl and be sober this time. We could do it all again and I'll pay double this time.
Me and her, I can go wrong. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya. Me and her, oxymoron. I give her that beat, pussy platinum. But she too cold. Bipolar, parachute. Nice to know ya.
Oxymoron, that's that dude Nokio, Platinum Award-winning, Grammy Award-winning artist Drew Hill, now co-host here on TM Hyman Radio Live. It's Shadu TM Hyman coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida tonight. It's 6:07 out in Santa Ana, California, where Joe Smith is. And if anybody knows Joe, talk to Joe, you know, tell Joe we looking for him at TM Hyman Radio Live. Just tell him we looking for him. Tell him to tweet us. Hit us up on Facebook. Hit us up. You know how to reach us. All the way live from somewhere in the DMV, possibly New York. You know what
not yet.
In the wee hours. Give it up for that dude, Safe James.
What up, man? Little worn out over here, but you know, it's all good, man. Still a little upset about the Bulls, how they looked last night, man. You know,
hey,
but it's all good, though.
Hey, I'll say this. Welcome back, D-Rose.
Yeah. Hey, at least we can say that. At least we can have that look forward, so he's only going to get better throughout the season. I ain't worrying about it.
All the way live from that place they call Itty Bitty. It's in Florida where everything goes down. But, hey, the sun is shining. Hot chocolate, welcome to the show.
No doubt. Sun is shining. It's going to be real nice for the little ghouls and goblins tomorrow to go out and do their dirt. So, yeah, what's up, world?
Hey, I love it. There's a lot of things about Florida that we all can complain about. But there's one thing that I never complain about. Because it's like wicked in other parts of the country. That's the beautiful weather. I love the sunshine here in Florida. God bless you where it's cold, it's all get out. God bless you where there's blizzards. Not my testimony this hump day, so it's a little easier for me to get over the hump. Thanks for listening, though.
I mean, I like the nice weather, but I like the change of the weather, too, you know, being the Virginia kid. I miss the foliage turning. I miss the little Christmas in the air when, you know, fall comes in and, you know, you can wear your boots without the girls looking at you like you're crazy. Yeah, that works for me.
Right. No doubt. Hey, has it snowed yet where you are, say?
Nah, not yet. It felt like it should have last week, though. That joint was like hitting 48 as a high last week at some point. But that's, it was real out here. I'm talking, it was like winter cold hoodie weather combination layers type deal. Boots with the fur,
like
all of
that
good stuff.
Boots with the fur.
Boots with the
fur. No doubt. Hey, the weather's crazy. I read somewhere, like maybe a week and a half ago, a couple weeks ago, it was like a blizzard. Somewhere like Midwest, I was like, nope, I'm good.
But you know what, though? And that goes to my testament about why I would never want to live in the Midwest, because they get everything except for, like, hurricanes, yo. They
right.
get tornadoes.
Yeah.
They get extreme heat, extreme cold, flooding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They even get earthquakes if you're around, like, the Appalachians or something like that. But, like, you know, the only thing they don't get is hurricanes, but by the time they get up to them, just a blob of low pressure. But still,
right.
it's like they get that just on when it starts to get, when the spring starts to show up. You know what I mean? They get flooded out, Missouri
mm-hmm.
Channel, the Mississippi, Ohio River, all those banks get, you know, get lopsided. And it gets real out that Midwest, man. I'm good. That whole plain state area, good money, son. No dice.
No doubt. Hey,
yeah, I don't think I can live there either.
I want to say that was Montana. So big up to the people in, like, Montana, what is that, Wyoming up there, like
mm-hmm.
North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Michigan.
Yeah.
You know, God bless y'all, you know, up there where it gets, like, excruciatingly cold, if that's a real word or term I just mentioned.
It is.
That's Canada, though, B. You know what I'm saying?
Like,
freezing. Canada.
No doubt. Right there on that border, that
right
line
there.
Of Canada where it gets freezing. Folks, thanks for listening. It is Hump Day Wednesday. Hey, we want you to become a part of this conversation, 917-889-3926. Hit us up. And we appreciate the fact y'all go thousands of people, thousands. We are 73,000-plus listeners strong right now. We really, really appreciate it. Thousands of people weekly go back and listen to this program. But we don't want you to just, you know, listen to the podcast and listen live. We want you to be part of the conversation. 917-889-3926. Hit us up. Topic tonight, street code snitching. Is that a myth or a reality? Where I'm from, it was far from a myth. There was absolutely, I'm not going to say a street code from my perspective because I was never in the streets. So I can't say I was following a street code because I was, again, I was never in the streets, never sold drugs, never did any of that, not front to be a gangster, not front to be a thug. That wasn't me. That's not me today. But at the same time, I understood just basic things of the street. You know, I have brothers that hustle. I had brothers and family that clearly understood the streets. It wasn't that I couldn't have been in the street. I'm still hood. But I just was never, I didn't go that route. But I understood that snitching, another term for it, ratting somebody out, squealing, whatever you want to refer to it as, that was just something that you didn't do proactively. You know, you didn't want anybody to think that you was snitching. You know, a very negative thing in my community. But I understand where others are from. Snitching, what do you mean, huh? What is that? They had no idea what we were even talking about, what we were referring to. So we're talking
yeah.
about the perspective on the street code of no snitching. Is that a myth or is that reality? Hit us up. Become a part of the conversation. Regina, myth or reality?
Yes, sir. Reality. Reality. I'm not far from where you're from. So, well, in my younger years, I actually, you know, kind of I grew up in Texas until I was 12. So, you know, it was called something different than, you know, the whole ratting someone out. Snitching, I think, just became a more prevalent terminology here in the last, we'll say, 10, 15 years. But, you know, there was always a rat amongst us, you know, someone who was either just going to tell just to be telling or to keep themselves out of trouble or, you know, to be the one with the information. Once I got to Virginia, I think it became more of a real reality, if I said that correctly. I was never a street kid myself either, but I can't say that I didn't socialize and fraternize with people who were not in the streets, and that was real. whatever went down, if, you know, you saw something that was going down and, you know, you're asked questions about it, you're to keep that to yourself. And if you didn't keep it to yourself, no matter how much you, you know, try to tell the person that you were telling, listen, don't tell them I told you, or, you know, I ain't one to gossip, but you, you know, you ain't heard it from me, you were going to be named somehow. So don't ever think if you're going to go back and tell that you will, the trail won't lead back to you as the information leaker.
Right.
And you stitches got also, snitches also got stitches.
Word. Mm-hmm.
I'm just
I remember that from an old Kool G Rap song. That Kool G Rap came out back in, was about 92, that Live and Let Die joint. We had a song
yep.
with Scarface and Ice Cube called Two to the Head. He was like, snitches get stitches, chickens that act snotty inside the party, even the hotties get turned to bodies. It didn't, you know, nobody was immune to it. You know, and it, I feel it was a reality only because I had the experience being, like, you know, like you, like Lottie, I said, witnessing a lot of things happening to the point, like, you know, the humans felt like go back when it was like starting to happen a lot when I was a teenager. We was inside Sam Goody. I remember the store Sam Goody, the tapes, the old music store.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all have that out there in the South?
We did.
Okay. All right. Well, there's Sam Goody. We was all there about to go to movies. We was in high school, and we was all about to go to movies. So I saw a couple cats I knew from high school in there. Now, we was on the same tape section looking at the new tapes that came out. And you remember how they used to have the protective case on it that was like a hollow plastic sheeting that would like encase the whole tape so it would make it very hard to steal them or whatever like that? They knew how to pop
yep.
the joints off. So they popped like 4 or 5 tapes and left the joints on the floor right where the section that we just walked to. So the manager saw us, and we knew what they was doing. That's why we moved away. So when we actually went to the set to that section, we didn't know that they was going to leave the evidence right there. But, you know, they did, and the manager thought we was doing it. And there was some big melee that almost happened. Like, I almost got brought up on the assault charges on the manager. I didn't do nothing to him, but it was some exchange of physicality that went on at the time, and he tried to bring up assault charges and stuff like that. And I could have alleviated the whole thing if I said, nah, so-and-so was doing that, and that would have been all over. But, you know, like I said, it was just part of how we grew up. Something that went on, debating it caught, and they come to you, you don't get them caught. It's just that simple, because they know
right.
you were there. And like you said, it's going to be a trail that leads right back to you who started leaking, you know, like seeing people get bodied, cops questioning us. I saw a kid shoot.
Yes.
I ran.
Uh-huh.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, officer. You got to find somebody else. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it went, man.
Hey, we want to hear from y'all out there. Hey, hit us up, 917-889-3926. We're going to pause for the calls. It's 918 in New Orleans, Wode. It's 918 in Orlando. We'll be right back. TM Hama Radio Live.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Mac Wild, and the TM Hyman Radio Live. Check it out.
Yeah. How to describe you? One in a million or
cause I know you can fix me somehow. You provide all the best for me. So I'ma trust you with my body and my mind. And anytime I can, I'm sure you'll clarify. You just promise you'll just take your time and take care of me. What you do with your hands, how you use them, got me losing my brain when you move them. And I hope this ain't just an illusion, whatever could happen, magic. Gonna do your thing, as long as you work it out. Don't go easy, please. Money giving a disclaimer. For my pleasure, you're the one to blame. I fell so deep in love to accommodate my needs. So I'ma trust you with my body and my mind. And anytime I am unsure, I'm sure you'll clarify. Yeah. You just promise you'll just take your time and take care of me. With your hands, how you use them, got me losing my breath when you move them. And I hope this ain't just an illusion, but I could have been magic.
Hyman Radio Live. That is a friend to the show of ours, Mac Wilds. That is his joint magic off of his new solo debut. Well, not really solo, but because not with a group, but his new debut, New York, A Love Story. And correction, it is 8:23 in New Orleans. What's up to our all of our saints down there? And it is 9:23 in Norfolk, VA, where I will be tomorrow celebrating Norfolk State University's homecoming. Shout out to all my Spartans. Yes.
Dad, your homecoming is about to come up now?
NSU?
Yeah, Norfolk State's homecoming.
That's what I'm saying. They just having it?
Yeah. It's generally around, actually last year it was a weekend later, so yeah, it's right on time this year, Halloween, with the ghouls and the goblins, yeah.
Wow.
And just a reminder, if you all would like to be a guest on the show to tell your story, or you want to share something interesting in your community, or submit a hot topic, email us at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. And someone will get back to you to confirm your information and your date. Again, that's tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. And our topic tonight, again, the code of the streets, snitching, ratting people out, telling stuff you have no business telling, however you want to phrase it, however you want to put it, is it real or is it a myth? You can dial in and give us your input, 917-889-3926. And, I was actually told by someone, TM, that we mutually know that went to school with you, that, yeah, you weren't a thug, but, you know, no one could really mess with you like that. And you actually had fisticuffs with someone named, was his name John Miller? I think
Uh-oh. All right, now somebody's totally out of line, blowing up the spot. Hey, listen, 12th grade, 12th, all I'm trying to do is graduate. Understand that I was pretty much like a local celebrity because I was on the radio in high school. All I was trying to do was
you were
graduate.
High tea love back then.
Way back then. Way back then. So, listen, all I was trying to do was graduate. The dude totally disrespected me in front of a lunchroom full of people. Are you serious? are you serious? I'm not talking about on the nerd side of the cafeteria. I'm talking about on the side of the cafeteria where the entire football team is, where all the cheerleaders are. They playing cards at the table. I'm sitting in the middle of them playing cards. He says something crazy off the wall. And the crazy part about it is this was like we was cool. But he says something stupid out his mouth, and I remember it to this day. And if somebody said what he said to this day, I don't think it would go down the way it did because I'm more mature. But they would still feel the same impact that he felt, but in a different way.
Well, apparently he felt a very serious impact.
Yeah, so you would have just punched him in the face once then.
I got expelled for 24 days. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and I'll tell you why I got expelled for 24 days. But I still graduated.
Nice.
More high school. Big up, Norfolk, VA.
No doubt.
We'll be right back.
Hey, now, it's your girl, Toya, and you are rocking with the best, TM Hyman Radio. You make sure you keep it locked right where you are for more of what you tune in for, TM Hyman Radio.
Speeding and it isn't stopping.
917-889-3926 is the number to dial to call in and weigh in about the topic tonight. It's 931 out here in the District of Columbia metropolitan area, and we are trying to keep the topic going about the snitches get stitches. We're here with the crew. I'm your boy, Steve James. We're here with T.M. Hyman himself in a very mature hot chocolate. I got many other names for her, but I'll just keep it at that for now.
Thank you. I appreciate that tonight. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Word up. So, I'm interested in hearing the continuation of the story, man. I want to hear what you did for me, because, you know, I'm curious. I know you to be a very peaceful, positive brother. I want to hear what that side, that undercover rage you have lying beneath.
I'll say this. I totally erased that experience from my memory bank because what you just said is who I am. Positive. Hey, I try to stay that way. But I think that there's one thing that a man requires, just like there's one thing that a woman requires. A woman requires security. She want to be secure, feel secure at all times. Dudes, if you ain't know, that's what all women are searching for. That's the number one. Because if they're secure, if they feel secure, you can get anything else they got. Trust me. And women, there's one thing that we absolutely, it's not even that we want it, but we need it. It validates us. That's respect.
Yep.
We must be respected at all times. If you respect us, you can get anything from us. I can remember being totally disrespected in front of my peers, people that I respected, and I had done nothing to be disrespected. All I remember is that in 12.5 seconds flat, in the cafeteria, I don't know about your school, but at Maury High School, they had steel chairs. The chairs were steel, and I think the back in the seat was like ceramic. You all remember those chairs?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Well, all I know is I was leaning back in the chair watching a card game go on, and I don't know if I said something initially or if he said something initially, but we were talking about looking at some cards. All I knew was I heard this quote. I remember it to this day. Something, something, something. I will pull your bitch card. Something like don't look at me like that, or don't talk to me like that, or don't do that. Something, 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 because I'll pull your bitch card. I was like, oh, wow. Oh, really? Wow. All I knew, 12.5 seconds flat, a chair had gone across his head. That ceramic chair that was sitting up against the table had actually gone across his head. And I had just proceeded to just pull his card, I guess. I'm not sure.
Yeah, you really did.
I don't even remember the full.
Yeah, I was about to say, it sounds like you blacked out.
Yeah, I don't remember, but they told me what happened after the fact, really. 24 days expelled, which jeopardized me graduating from high school. But I graduated anyway because I had never been in trouble, had mostly been an honor roll student through my entire education. So I would like to hear almost 20 years later, I like to hear the story the way it was given to you.
Well, the comment started about initially the radio show that he'd actually tuned into one of the podcasts, and he says, so, and he used your, you know, the old radio name that you had, you know, you and Hot T Love doing big things. I said, he's not Hot T Love anymore. He's just CM Hyman, and that's the station, and that's the network. I had to set it straight. And he said, well, Hot T Love, you know, was knocking N words out back in the day. I said, excuse me? He was like, yeah, you know, he broke a football player down in front of the cafeteria. You know, the whole football team, cheerleaders, everybody packed. Maury High School. I was like, what? Not Terrence. He was like, listen.
I didn't start it. I just finished it.
He said that. And he, you know, he said that, you know, the dude tried to play you. He didn't elaborate on the exact verbiage. But he did say that the dude tried to play you and you wasn't going for it. And whoever had any inkling of you being anywhere near soft before that, that was definitely a thought and a thing of the past after that fisticuff and scuffle and brawl.
That ain't nothing better. Ain't no better feeling. I don't care what nobody says. Peace for you. Ain't no better feeling. That feeling that you get that people know. Now, you don't mess with that dude. Something might get a little crazy on you.
Understand this. The whole time, for me, bro, I was the businessman in school. I kept a low profile because I had such a high profile. And so at the end of the day, I mean, I was just trying to get through high school, man. Understand this. The day after I graduated from high school, I was hired by Sony Music and moved to Atlanta, where I did an internship for 3 years paid. And that led to where I am to this day. And so, I go back to that situation, and I know the topic is dealing with street code and snitching, but I think respect, you know, in this particular situation, rings still true today, because again, we can be anywhere, and I don't care who you are. If you don't really respect me, and I'm trying to show you respect, we can depart. We don't have to like each other, but what you're not going to do is disrespect me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm thinking every man that's really a man, you know, and if you're really going to be able to really provide security, you got to stand up for yourself. And even if you take a beating, because I'm not scared to take a beating, because guess what? I ain't going to be the only one to take a beating.
That's right.
No doubt.
But at the end of the day, even if you get beat down, I can guarantee you what that person going to say who beat you down is they got respect for you.
Okay. If you stood up.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody push you around. Don't let nobody say anything to you off the wall, because guess what? If they do it one or two times, they'll continue to do it, and it'll happen in the wrong place. And nah, stand up for yourself. So we moving right along. Wow. Big up to Mike Sellers, Commodore, Morley High School.
Yeah.
Hey, say.
What up?
Is the street code a myth or reality, brother?
As I alluded to earlier, I would say it's depending on your geographical location. You know, it's a certain code that you follow, I guess, in different neighborhoods, different societies, different upbringings. Because I know when I worked in a more, I would say progressive, but just a more well-off society, you know, neighborhood, you know, they have neighborhood watch where they promote the people that tell on you, and they promote people that's spying on you and being nosy and trying to be in the middle of everything that goes on in the neighborhood. You know, they promote with their children, you know what I mean, to tell on people if something's going wrong. And, you know, but then you go to another neighborhood, you know, like I said, you get the total opposite of that teaching. You know, keep your mouth shut. Nobody likes snitch. You know, snitch if you get stitches, as we're going to probably hear throughout the course of the evening. All those different values are instilled, I think, is a lot based on your geographical location. Just where I came up, though, you know, in Mount Vernon, and, you know, even when I spent my time out in Brooklyn, like I said, there were things that went on, things that I saw. Even when I was in Atlanta, I had my last real experience with that when I was in Atlanta before, right when I was about to graduate. It was finals week. You know, mind you, I'm away from my hood, but in another hood with another situation going on. It was finals week. I stayed up all night doing the final, so I had to go hand it in. I was about to chill out. Saw somebody I ain't seen in a minute from the barbershop on campus. We chopped it up, blah, blah, blah. I left, went home, and came back for another study group. Everybody had a long face. I was like, yo, what's going on? Yo, so-and-so got killed. First, so-and-so got killed. And then I was like, well, you know, asking my peoples, you know, that I knew that was close to the situation, perhaps, you know, well, who did it? And they was like, you know, so-and-so did that. And I was like, word, I was just talking to homie outside the barbershop before I went home. Another situation where right. Things happen where you could, you know, if I was brought up another way, I could have turned that, stayed there for this old homie, you know, and things could have went sour for him, for whatever the case right. May be. Not saying I'm condoning you doing stuff like that and you getting away with it, but that's what I'm saying. Just sometimes things like that just to stick with you to the point where that's how you think.
Are there levels to snitching? Is there a such thing as a good snitch or a bad snitch? We want to talk about that as the show continues. And in the next hour, we're going to talk about the next generation, because how we were raised with that whole snitches get stitches, and how we're raising our kids and helping the kids to understand the difference between snitching and sharing information that needs to be shared. Because this is the key with kids, and even probably with some of us. Snitching was painted in such a way that it caused us not to even share information that we needed to share, even right. with our parents, even with people that love us. You know, I mean, and so how do you balance helping the next generation, which is your children, understand the difference between, you know, snitching and telling mom or dad something that they absolutely need to tell them for their own benefit? We're going to talk about that in the second hour. Coming up after this, we got our health and wellness segment coming live out of VA from Miss D.D. Willingham. She's up next. We'll be right back. Do snitches get stitches?
What's happening, family? It's your girl, Dee Dee, your health and wellness representative here, telling you to turn up and stay down to the world's best internet talk show, TM Hyman Radio Live.
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Yeah, I'm all that. Look at me, pathetic nigga. This chain that I bought, you mix greed, pain, and fame. It's a heinous result. Let these words be the colors I'm just painting my heart. I'm knee deep in the game and it ain't what I thought. Got the Range Rover, my girl got the Mercedes. Iced out crazy, I wanna shine like baby. Compared to that nigga, I ain't even got a bib yet. Truth be told, I ain't even bought a crib yet. This is everything they told a nigga not to do. Image is everything I see, it got a lot to do with the way people perceive and what they believe. Money short, so the jewelry is like a weed meant to deceive. And hear niggas say, I see you. Now bitches wanna fuck you, and niggas wanna be you, and police wanna stop you. Frisk you, wonder what he do. If I hate to snatch a chain, I bet it still won't free you. Cause I be right back grinding till I cop another. I sit and think about all the shit I could've cop my mother. My partner say that's just a game, my nigga. Swear I heard my jeweler say, here go your chain, my nigga. It's a chaining day.
I need you to love me.
Chaining day.
Love me.
My chaining day.
I need you to love
my chaining day. My last piece I swear, my guilt heavy as this piece I wear. They even iced out Jesus' hair. My last piece I swear, they even iced out Jesus' hair. Ice on this white Jesus seem a little unholy. The real strange thing about this iced out Rollie, same shit a broke black nigga get gassed at. Same shit a rich white motherfucker laugh at. Well laugh on white man, I ain't paid as you. But I bet your rims ain't the same age as you. And I ain't got no investment portfolio, but my black and white diamond shining like an Oreo. I know back home a nigga sick today. He rock a chain and he always got some shit to say. Even back when I was broke, I knew his shit was fake. He probably sneezed too hard and his shit could break. But hey, you know the saying, fake it till you make it. Me, I did the opposite, made it, then I faked it. And acted like I gave a fuck. Money I was saving up to buy a crib that's gated to that 100 racks, I gave it up. For what?
I need you to love me.
Chain of debt.
Love me.
My chain of debt.
I need you to love
my chain of debt. My last piece I swear, my guilt heavy as this piece I wear. They even iced out Jesus' head. My last piece I swear.
Miss D.D. Willingham with our health and wellness.
tonight. Tonight's Health and Wellness. Hey, everybody.
What up?
Hey. Okay, we're rounding out our Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and I hope everyone, all you ladies and female listeners out there who are of age or know anyone of age and recommended breast cancer or, excuse me, mammogram test and screening.
I've had mine.
But, well, cool, yeah. Cool. Glad to hear that. Well, tonight I just want to bring you, keep it about the ladies. I'll talk about you men on another Wednesday, but tonight I'm going to talk about you ladies. And I just want to bring you a couple health symptoms that I want you women and our female listeners to start looking for as we begin to age. I don't believe everybody that's listening to us tonight are all under 21. I think we are all approaching older age. I'm not going to say old, but older ages. So there's a couple things I want
mature.
You to start looking for.
Yeah, some of us
thank
more
you,
than
very
others.
Mature ages.
Whatever.
So, so you know, as a woman, our health concerns are unique to each and every person's own body. And how you take care of yourself has a huge impact on your future, affecting everything from your ability to have children to your risk of heart disease. There is no substitute for good health. And when it's gone, it's often gone for good. So don't let it pass you by. It is our duties as men and women, but tonight women, to definitely pay attention to our bodies and pay attention to certain things. One thing in particular is acute fatigue. Now, of course, you know, overload causes fatigue, stress causes fatigue. But, you know, when your energy is low and exhaustion is chronic and continues more than 2 weeks, you want to go see a doctor. Though acute fatigue can be a symptom, it can be a difficult symptom to diagnose, it doesn't mean that you should ignore it. Just don't think, oh, I'm just tired, I've been doing a lot. It can be an indicator of hypothyroidism, which can be treated with a hormone or anemia, which is treated by iron and vitamin B12. So if you're feeling fatigued, ladies, and it's more than 2 weeks, which is considered chronic, go seek out consultation from your doctor. Also, it may be a more serious sign of depression, sleep apnea, or heart disease. So definitely pay attention to that. Don't pass that by. Another thing we want to take a look at is abdominal bloating and pain and changes in our bowel habits. I know we don't want to go on that taboo. Needless to say, pay attention to your bowels. Your stomach's not bloated just because you might be coming on your cycle or you ate too much. Or you might not have stomach pain, you know, just because maybe you ate too much. It can be a change in your bowel habits or stomach bloating and pain can indicate something serious like colon cancer. These are also signs of ovarian cancer, irritable bowel syndrome or IBS, or diverticulitis. So pay attention to that. I just had a lady in my church who's suffering through that right now. And what diverticulitis is, it occurs when small pouches that bulge out inside of your colon and they become infected. They become infected with feces. So, and then sometimes it can be treated with antibiotics. When it's too severe, it has to be treated with surgery. So, again, if you're experiencing any abdominal bloating or pain or changes in your bowel habits, such as constipation, make an appointment with your doctor and get some consultation about it. Something else I want to pay attention to is pain and discomfort in our chest. I know sometimes I have that myself. I think sometimes I just work out too hard, but that may not be the case. Heart disease may be the number one killer in American women. And the signs of coronary artery disease can lead to heart attack and typically is more subtle in women than in men. So women not paying attention, we have so much going on, kids, work, men, everything in our life. If you're feeling a little angina in your chest, you know, some discomfort, your chest feels heavy, don't pass it. Take a moment, go to your doctor, ask them about it. You want to make sure that it could be acid reflux or it could be something more severe, that is indicating that you have some type of coronary disease or heart disease. So again, if you're feeling some discomfort in your chest, go seek some consultation from your doctor immediately. Another thing that goes along with that discomfort in your chest is shortness of breath. I know I'm quick to tell someone that I have small lungs. I don't think there's a such thing as small lungs. or fat girl lungs. I'll say that quick. Oh, I have fat girl lungs. I don't want to offend anyone. I'm not trying to. If you saw me, you're like, oh, okay, well, she's a thick girl. So needless to say, but shortness of breath is something serious, but it also can be another symptom or sign of heart disease, and you want to take this very seriously. It also can indicate pneumonia, asthma, emphysema, chronic bronchitis, lung cancer, or even a blood clot. So having continual or increased problems breathing, you might want to make an appointment for an evaluation. And one last thing, ladies, I want you to start paying attention to as we are maturing in age is pelvic pain during intercourse. Of course, I know our sisters, we love to get in. Great thing. Needless to say, if you're experiencing any type of pain during sex, you're not supposed to. So if you're having pelvic pain and it happens during deep penetration, it could be an indication of pelvic inflammatory disease, which is called PID, P-I-D, endometriosis, an ovarian cyst, or an infection in your cervix. Pelvic pain upon entry can mean vaginal infection or hormone deficiency. If sex is painful, don't shrug it off. Just think, oh, he's too big or something like that. Needless to say, you're not supposed to endure any pain while you're having sexual intercourse, especially if you're not new to the game. You want to go see a doctor and, you know, get your girl looked at, make sure everything's okay. But once again, ladies, as we're maturing in age, we want to start paying attention to our bodies. You're the only one who knows your body. No one else knows it any better than you do. So just listen to some of these things and just go see a doctor. If you don't have a primary care physician, you can look up on the Internet and see what your health insurance may cover. If you don't currently have health insurance, wait to get the Obamacare thing fixed online and sign up for that, because everybody needs to have health insurance and we need to be seen by a doctor to make sure that you're in good health. So I just wanted to let you ladies know that our health is important, and thank you for joining me for Hump Day Wednesday's Health and Wellness Report.
We appreciate all that good information for the ladies tonight. I need y'all to apply it.
I thought pain was pleasure, though. That's how it
nah,
was.
Not all the time. Mm-hmm.
It's 10:02. We'll be right back. We'll keep the conversation going in the second hour. TMI Radio Live.
And now, the moment you've all been waiting for, give it up for
mommy's always fire, always had that sex drive to light the sky up. Gave us that meat to feed the hunger inside her. Not only is she beautiful, she the spark of my lighter. Through the good and bad, she fight like a fighter. Mommy's too hot, her walk is like a tiger. Sexy as a kitten, her purr will excite ya. One look in the eyes will find the love inside her. Holding her close, but distant apart. I need your body next to my body to keep warm. I really love the fact you tattooed on my arms. Laying in the castle with no armor on. You crave for my touch, you the one lace you with. Whisper in my ear what you want me to taste. I whisper in your ear what I want you to taste. And we attack each other like it was the last piece of cake.
You on top of me.
into the room, close the door. Your body's still wet, put your back against the wall. Let me touch you with my tongue, ready to get it on. I'm feeling on your body, make me want you even more. Kissing your lips, it's as juicy as it gets. Like eating the lemon when it drips. Squeeze the little, now let me get a lick. I've been here before, yeah, I know how you get. It only comes natural, me and you shoot for the stars. All night long, feel like I'm on a mission to Mars. Into each other, yeah, I forgot what I'm on. The more passion I give, the stronger the bond. And it really don't matter who's right or wrong. And it may not exist, but love is never gone. You never had a love like this. Hard to resist when I give you that.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that is Bezel, a local artist here out of the Tampa Bay area, and it is 10.06 p.m. in Tampa Bay. It is 4.06 a.m. in my favorite exotic place that I'm going to go to one day, Dubai, and you are joined back here with the TM Hyman Radio team, the General TM himself, Sabe James, DDR health and wellness expert, and myself, Hot Chocolate. And if you are looking to submit original music for our Monday A&R session with Grammy Award-winning artist, producer Nokio from Drew Hill, also from Black Angel Down, live here on TM Hyman Radio, email your MP3 file to tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll send you an email confirmation once received. We are the TM Hyman Radio Network. And I just wanted to ask Didi, what's your perspective on, you know, the no snitch rule, or, you know, if is it a myth, or do you feel like it's a reality still than, you know, from when we were younger?
I believe snitches wear stitches. However, I do teach my daughter the difference between having to tell something that's important and tattletelling. I think today, I don't think it's a myth. You know, I think it creates loyalty among friends when you don't tell. However, I'm not going to tell my daughter if she sees something that would keep her from getting in trouble and she feels that she needs to tell just because it's a friend and you want to be loyal, then you might need to go ahead and tell on your friend. You know, don't lie, or, you know, even if you say, you know, well, I don't want to tell because it's my friend, you know, or something like that. I guess the situation, every situation should be handled individually, you know. If it's going to get her high pops, if it's going to get my child a beating or whooped or however you want to say it in the political correct terms, I don't want to think people think that, make people think I'm beating on my kid.
Whooping.
You
had it right.
If it's going to keep her from getting herself in trouble, then she needs to go ahead and, you know, put it out there. However, you know, if it's going to protect her friend, you know, they're in a situation, and not to say I want her to lie, but if keeping her mouth closed keeps, you know, keeps her friend or her friend from getting, you know, from any harm or foul, then I want her to keep her mouth quiet. You know, I'm not, so I guess it just depends. If she want to come home and say, well, mommy, this happened, but I didn't say anything, you know, I'm going to evaluate the situation based off of what she told me and say, okay, well, either it was good that you didn't say anything, or say, okay, well, honey, maybe you could have said this, and this, and handled it this way. So in the future, she'll know, okay, well, I'm not snitching, but I'm going to handle it like this. I don't think it's a myth. I just think, you know, it depends on the situation. But I don't think kids should tell every single thing. I'm not into the tattletelling business. And as an adult, I'm not into the tattletelling business. But I'm not going to go down for you. I'm not going to lie for you, because Jesus knows the truth. And you know, however, I'm not going to rat you out either. You know, so there you go. That's how I did it. I hope y'all understood all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is where it's
well, does anyone disagree? I mean, I'm not a parent. I mean, I deal with kids all the time. I mean, and feel like I'm raising, you know, kids, but I don't have them. But I still deal with kids based on a certain set of values and rules, you know, regardless. And so does anyone disagree with what she just stated and how she's approaching it?
I don't. No. My sons, I've always I've kind of instilled in them, you know, really, if it doesn't have anything to do with you, you need to stay out of it and keep your, you know, keep your yap shut and keep your opinion to yourself. Now, in the event that someone's life is at stake and you can save their life, not, you know, save them from getting, excuse my French, from getting an ass whooping, you know, from getting beat down, you know, that's different. But if it's genuinely going to save someone's life, then yes, you need to say something about it.
No, I agree with that. So, you know, it covers a lot of levels of comprehension and just basically how relationships, you know, will, I say even relationships will influence the sharing of information, I would say. Because, you know, it could be somebody that's dear to you, a situation that, like you said, that can help preserve them and your relationship and everything. Something needs to be said. But, you know, it could be somebody else who you particularly don't care for, and, you know, things may just go swept under the rug for what it's worth. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I think a lot has to deal with that also as far as, like, how the relationship with the person. And then you could also be just the good Samaritan. I have a situation like that, too. I was on my way somewhere approaching a light. I just had turned green, and there was a biker trying to go through the intersection. Now, if they're trying to follow the traffic rules, their light is red because they were going across. Okay. Now, as they hesitated in the middle of the intersection and then tried to take it, and the car didn't see them and hit them. But, and I didn't have a chance to stop because I was on my way somewhere, but I had called back to the responding police, in the area, the county police in the area, and asked them about the accident that happened and let them know I wanted to give my account as a witness to it so the late driver didn't get an unfair shake, because, you know, they're going to side with the biker because, you know, they're on a bike and they're trying to make laws more applicable to bikers that's out there now. But at the end of the day, you know, they should have not watched where they were going, but if you want to hesitate, in the middle of the intersection is not the place to hesitate. You either got to go or you don't.
Right.
So, you know, and I didn't want the driver to get unfair shake or whatever because, you know, she was being attacked by all the people out there, like, oh, my gosh, I should have watched where he was going, blah, 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 and everybody's catering to the biker. And, you know, for obvious reasons, but still, something else had to be said. Another count had to be made because it was her word against everybody else's. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to make sure that she got a fair shake, so I had to do my part with that and share that information. You know, so
okay.
that could be on another level.
All right. Hey, we're going to pause. I'm going to come back, and I got your entertainment and national news reporting on behalf of Under the Weather CeeLo Boston tonight. So we're going to pause, come right back with entertainment and national news. It's 10:13, TM Hyman Radio Live. Back in a moment.
No game. Can't play no game with it.
Jose.
Whoa. No. Yeah.
Whoa.
Can't play no games with it. Cause they so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with it. Cause they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with it. No.
Whoa.
Can't play no game with it.
Whoa.
Can't play no game.
to the south. Shout out to the biggest. Daily I be spinning. Counting all the paper, no games with these put niggas. Doubling, we popping. Shopping, buying new clothes. Heard your shit keep flopping. And your crib got four clothes.
Can't play no game with these. Can't play no games with these. Can't play no games with these.
Up on it, 100 grand on my watch, you don't feel me, then it be playing with work, we either feed him or touch him, I play no games with these, get a ticket to show, bad followers, like it's a brick at the show, VIP jumping, Rollie be matching, no we, so don't even ask him, I play no games at the bar, all I see is the rock, three bottles of Diddy, three hoes in the car, no love with these pretty niggas. Party and every day it's a party, so every day we like.
Can't play no game with it. Can't play no games with it. Can't play no games with it. Can't play no games with it.
I swear.
Can't play no games with it. They so fake and they phony. Can't play no games with it. Cause they treat me like I'm Tony. Can't play no game with it.
When they get caught up in the fame, run back to it when them shots just start to rain. Bang, 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 bang. Now we holding hands. Success, another gamble. Just a chance. Jump straight off the porch. Jump right in the kitchen. Then I got a Porsche. My phone in a bit.
November 15th is a big, big day. We've been waiting for the return of this one. Hey, it's the Best Man Holiday. Terrence Howard, Sanaa Lathan, Nia Long, Morris Chestnut, Tay Diggs, Regina Hall, Monica Calhoun. It goes on and on and on. You don't want to miss it. Nia Long still looks the same, but she looks a little more luscious.
He looks good.
Goodness. Hey, it's the Best Man Holiday in theaters November 15th. Go check it out. Hey, guess who's pregnant, everybody? Guess who's pregnant?
Oh, hey, boy.
The Scandal Star is expecting her first child. That's a lucky brother. That's a lucky brother. Kerry Washington's Scandal Star is expecting her first
She got caught out there. Okay.
Hey.
She didn't get caught out there. She had a secret marriage, so it's not caught out there. It's under the vows of God.
She got caught out there.
You say she caught out there.
She got caught out there.
Hey, big up to the Reverend Al Sharpton, who, Big Al is the man, because when some larceny goes down, Al is right there up in the middle with that perm talking about, look at here. Big up to Al Sharpton, who actually sat down with the CEO of Barney's on racial profiling this week. Again, big up and much respect to Al Sharpton. Kanye West postpones another Yeezy tour stop, and he's pissing people off like only Kanye can do. He recently... 1 week after the Vancouver date that was scrapped at the very last minute, Yeezy actually hit another stumbling block with a California date that was scheduled November 1st, which is this Friday. He postponed it due to production logistics. One thing about this dude, he does what he wants to do, when he wants to do it, and really don't care. And so I respect that, you know, to a certain degree, but mm-hmm. some of that has to be, like, crazy, crazy frustrating for a whole lot of people. Rihanna, hey, she's jet-setting. Earlier in the month, she was in South Africa on her tour. This past weekend, she was in Puerto Rico, and she shut it down out there in the PR. Big up to Rihanna. Hey.
Like she always does.
Huh?
Any of y'all follow her on Instagram?
She shut it down like she always does. Yes, I do. That's my girl.
Like
she still posting pictures of her burning trees all day?
Always, yes.
Making sure she's staying consistent.
Speaking of Rihanna, update on Chris Brown's arrest, on that felony arrest that was reported earlier. It was downgraded to a misdemeanor. But, I mean, even though this dude, you know, punched the cat in the face, you know, pretty much told him. Now this is what I don't get. I mean, he pretty much punched the dude in the face, telling him that he wasn't on no homosexual stuff. And so I don't know if the dude came on to him or the dude touched him or what. But, you know, he ultimately is facing up to 6 months in jail because he can't control himself. Worth it or not worth it? I'm not sure. But, I mean, Chris, dude, calm down, man.
I heard he checked himself into anger management classes before he goes see the judge, so he can already say that he's rehabbing or something like that. You know,
listen,
trying to pour that
Breezy
over
needs to
move.
Really, really calm down. Yeah, he needs to calm down. He's too talented of an artist to always be in so much trouble, risking his freedom not to be able to continue with his creative craft. Like, give it a break, seriously.
I don't get it. You a celebrity, dude. People gonna try to be around you just because of who you are. Embrace it, man. You know, I don't know. Like I said, I mean, I'd say it probably could get tiring after a while. You know, enough is enough, but come on, B, you can't just go around punching cats in the face like you the bully on the block or something like that, and he ain't come with his lunch money or something. Cannot
do it. Well, I hope anger management helps him because he has checked into anger management, just to save stated, you know, and I think that was a good, you know, move, very political. The question is it going to help him? Because clearly the dude is making bad decisions, and he needs some help. So hopefully anger management helps him out a little bit. Lastly, we got the loving – I don't know if I'm pronouncing this correct or not. I know Stevens' name. I don't know the challenger, but Curtis Stevens is on the road to his middleweight title this weekend, Madison Square Garden Live. This Saturday, November the 2nd. It's going to be on HBO. Curtis Stevens is fighting this dude. I don't want to chop this name to pieces like y'all know I can, but I'm going to go for it. I'm going to say Golovkin. Golovkin is the last name of the boxer. Is that a familiar name?
Not to me.
Okay, maybe not.
No, not at all.
Bottom line is going down. And hopefully it'll go down in Stevens' corner. But Stevens, Mr. Curtis Stevens, fighting Golovkin this weekend, Madison Square Garden, HBO, check it out. 10 p.m. November the 2nd.
Hey, yo.
That's all I got. I'm going to say go D-Rose. Go D-Rose, nice return back last night, bro. The Heat stomped it. Yes, sir. But nice return to the court last night, D-Rose. We got respect for you out here in Florida.
That's right. Yeah,
and congratulations to Allen Iverson, who officially retired tonight, another one of our VA greats.
Big up. Hey,
no matter what y'all think.
Come on the show, man. Come on the show and do some sports entertainment here. Do the sports report and, you know, hang out with us periodically right here. If you know AI,
TM's
looking for him. The crew want him to do sports right here on the show with us. Come on. You got time.
And speaking
yeah, we
of
got
AI,
a home for him.
And speaking of AI, Philly just beat Miami tonight in Philly. So, big up to the
Get out of here. We don't care about Philly beating Miami. Get out of here. On that note, let's take a break. When we come back, St. James and Adult Talk. Get out of here.
I care all about that.
Miami. TM Hyman Radio.
Chicago, baby.
Life has got to be like this. It's got to keep going on.
I've been in several things. I was in the drug business, you know, it's in the oil business, but I'm not the one now. I have to run a little business on the side, a sort of sideline.
Benjamin Franklin's feels. Hold it just for the thrill. Go numb until I can't feel. All my top just peel. Stock market just crash. Now I'm just a bill. History don't repeat itself in rhymes. 1929 steel. Right like Mark Twain. Jay Gassy, I pop bang. Yellow car, yellow gold like Flick Rick. Steel tips on 4-4s. Four falls at the 4-0. With 4-0. Dollars fall on the skin. Some might call us in. Politicians all move for money. What the hell are we calling them? Low life, I'm crawling out. 9-11, I'm postured out. Y'all niggas all hypocrites. Y'all know what this shit is all about. $100. $100 bill, real.
Voices. Oh, my. He's a crook, George. He's told us those parties and papers were always talking about. Well, I didn't want you to think I was just some nobody. We were born different. It's in our blood.
New heroines, new Marylands, move coke through Maryland, through Easton, oh you beastin', move fat, tax, Jack Gleason, the honey was over with the street shit, we see my kids on the weekend, Carter, new Kennedy, no ordinary Joe, you will remember me, no prohibition from a coalition, Colin Powell, general admission, you are welcome, new Malcolm, or the talcum, by any means, AK looking at the window screen, let's get it on, new Marvin, who wanna become a 100 problem? Semi-automatic or revolver. Semi-automatic, I solve them. Einstein, my mind, just MC. Move white squares with my relatives. That cheese made us constipated. He couldn't tell us shit. Took that teleswift to 100 fucking million. Bitch, I'ma let y'all continue, bud.
Called Greed Over Four.
Who is he anyhow? An actor?
Mine.
Gamble.
He's the man who took the 1919 World Series.
Fix it. Well, how do you manage that?
Saw the opportunity, I suppose.
I need 100 bricks on them 100 rocks. I got 100 jobs, 100 cops, 100 blocks, I need 100 bricks on them 100 blocks, decade of decadence, irreverence, irreverence, decade of decadence, irreverence, irreverence, I need 100 bricks on them 100 blocks. I got 100, got 100 jobs, need 100, got 100. Got a $100 bill, real.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
Jamboy magic, Mr. Fantastic. Masterful mind, the list that I've crafted. Fresh new trick to flip, I'm Dick Dastard. Half smooth criminal, a half straight bastard. No mask when your flag gets captured. First class ticket to the rap hereafter. Born in the flash and yet he gets faster. Sick when he hits the mic like McMaster. This a battle of Troy with no passer. Slicker than a can of oil with no caster. Still in the front of the flight, outclass him. Bring your favorite rapper to fight, I'll trash him. Then I leave in a timely fashion. MCs get the tiny rations. Your girl hold me close, it's a tiny dancer. You got a death wish, well it's finally answered.
Damn boy magic, Mr. Sarcastic. Rap catalog consists of all classics. Blackness, cause your b*** to fall backwards. Fuck a hood pass, my shit's for all access. Killing talks like this, we call practice. Any bullshit y'all twist, we call whacking. Jam boys sharp as attack, we all catches. Waiting on a big payback with no taxes. So if you follow the game, you might catch us. Act like an activist, you know practice. Nigga like me just has to spit ashes. Sucker like you just has to get blasted. Ashes to ashes, phrase in the caches. No ammo, y'all some pains in the asses. Get turned to toast like raisin and glasses. When I'm on stage, girls swing from the rafters. Awful nasty, like monster masters. Y'all know the voice is tight, horse and raspy. Can't place the face, kinda hard to catch me. King the voice strings like Darcy Ashley. John Key telling me I'm great like Gatsby. Caught like a felony, you can't fly past me. I'm low key, kinda anti-classy. Then I'm OG up in a black tie classy. Sun through the sunrise, Gargamel Mumra. Son of a shooter, letting slugs from a gun fly. Shakur Lumumba with the bumper clock. It's Black Thought, my sound's hard to come by. Last spotted on a yacht, getting dumb high. Banging yacht rock with my squad from 215. Straight calling niggas out like the umpire. And Trump trying to front,
word him up. Jam Boy Magic, Mr. Get Busy. You get busy, shoot and get with me, we'll get busy. Dig me, smooth, primmy, tall, skinny, but whole plenty. 22 long contact, new Bentley. No mind, Jack, heard back to cruise in him. Bring it back when you through with him, roger that. Grip panties, French manis and big panties. Lip candy, dick hard as a sip of brandy. Hop in it for 5 minutes and I'm finished. It's pussy and pleasure, but I'm attending my business. Retractable roots, magical cruise, disappearing. And reappearing, German engine and Rennes McLaren. Hot jacuzzi, watching movies, blocking Uzis. Shots of Louis, Boston, QB, popping Julie's. Ooh, Ultramag MC and an M3. Whole body tatted straight up out of MP.
TM Hyman Radio Live, that was Web 2020, The Roots featuring Petey Crack and Truck North. It is 10:31 p.m. And without further ado, our boy Save James with his adult topic, the only real man that I allow to call me mature.
Yeah. You ain't got no choice in the matter, ma. I'm going to call you that regardless.
Clearly.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I already know.
So that's a losing battle. You probably need to try to get me to stop that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I know.
I'm gonna bring this topic up that I tend to like to talk about a lot, and I'm pretty sure you guys may have visited this at one point or another during this show, during Relationship Wednesdays in the past. But I have a question to pose to you all. You know, roundtable discussion type. It's relatively straightforward and to the point. When I was in college, I had noticed that my numbers or my success rate with women went up when I learned the art of being an a-hole. When I learned how to be a jerk, when I learned how to be very short and sometimes curt with women, it seemed to get a response that I wasn't used to. Normally, when that happens, it would, you know, be the adverse effect, you know, like, oh, get away from me then if you want to be like that. But as I started getting older, when, you know, started playing the streets a little more, it tended to work. And I started just believing that women are really just attracted to jerks at first. Could be an age thing. It could be, you know, a past relationship or baggage that's left over for damaged goods situation. But it always tend to work. It always tend to seem that, you know, when I ignore or when I play them or when I, you know, just talk any kind of way, not disrespectfully, but just any kind of way to them and not trying to swoon them, I used to get better responses. And I always want to pose that question to women of why that is the case. And I don't know if Dee Dee's still on or whatever, but I know the mature one has had her fair share of run-ins with the opposite sex throughout her matriculation of life. And I'm going to ask you this first. And I'm pretty sure that there have been times, so you can't, don't front. There's pretty sure there have been times that you went for the jerk other than the nice guy. Because the nice guys, we always tend to finish last in time. You know, and I'm genuinely a nice dude. I'm genuinely a nice guy. My mother raised me to be a gentleman, be a nice guy, and I always have been, always was, always will be. But when I turned up that a-hole tendency, man, I tell you, my number skyrocketed quickly. Why is that? Please help me understand.
I can't really give you a reason for it. I can say something that may have contributed to it overall and definitive reason. Something that may have contributed to it is the fact that chivalry and niceness from men and men being a gentleman has been misinterpreted as men being thirsty or, you know, flirtatious. Like in today's society, it seems like, and I'm going to say probably in the past, we'll say decade, maybe a little bit longer than that. Since I am the mature one, I have a little bit more time to play with to bring the span out. But
play with it.
It seems that, you know, men being nice to women or being polite or, you know, showing that gentleman factor, you know, opening doors or pulling out chairs or, you know, offering to buy a drink or, you know, even a general compliment is I think the fact of, I think both aspects have changed. Men being a gentleman and ladies being ladies and wanting to be treated by like ladies has fallen by the wayside. We're in the age of bad girls and, you know, bad bitches and, you know, it's been misconstrued. And I think the masses have been so desensitized by that it just seems like the a-hole dudes are the ones that you're supposed to be going for. You know, the guys that aren't as nice anymore and, you know, aren't as polite anymore and don't do those gentlemanly things and, you know, just kind of speak to you any kind of way and, you know, you're referred to the bitches and the hoes and, you know, you're good with that because that's how you're referring to yourself. I found it very poignant on I'm sorry I have to call it the EBT Awards because it has gone down, but it's really yeah, the BET Awards where MC Light was honored and she said to the ladies, if you want to be treated like a queen, you have to present yourself and act like one. And she couldn't have been more right on that. That no one is going to treat you any better than you present and you treat yourself.
So is it a maturity thing? Is it generational? Because I'm going to give you a quick example. There was this one chick in college that I was after for years, right? And I couldn't be a butthole to her. I couldn't do it. She just had like some kind of, you know, overpowering aura that just broke down my defenses. I couldn't do that to her. But I'm saying that to say that there was a dude, like, I'm trying to, you know, get at her the right way about it or whatever, talking to her, being, you know, being friendly, being there. You know, we talk about different things in life, the whole kit and caboodle. And she's messing with a dude that when he was talking to her, and she told me this, he was talking to her in the store, and she didn't hear what he said because she was looking at something. She was looking at something, browsing at something in the store. He walked up on her and grabbed her by her hair and, like, you know, looked, turned her head to him and was like, do you hear me talking you to her? And went crazy on her in the store, whatever. And I asked her, so you still rock with homie? She was like, yeah, I do. Like, I know I shouldn't, but I do. I'm like, yo, what are you, like, you know, what is it? Now, I understand I've done my research on this topic somewhat, you know, and what I've gotten from it is that it's the confidence that they exude, or it's the fact that most of the chicks that are normally have men falling at their feet or whatever, if you're the one that poses a challenge to them or doesn't sweat them the way they used to being sweated, then you're going to stand out of the crowd or whatever. You know what I'm saying? And I get all of that. Mm-hmm. You know, I know women that like the challenge. You know, they don't want nothing that's not already wanted neither. And they like the challenge of, you know,
right,
he's not paying attention to me, so I got to find out what I have to do to get him to pay attention to me. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But how far does it go before you guys realize, yeah, I just fell for the trap? And how long do y'all stay in that? Because, I mean, it's like some people don't know when to say when, and it's like, why does that have to take us to call you out your name, or not even call your name, but just to be, you know, a challenge for you to give us some attention? Why does that have to come to that? I never understood that concept.
it shouldn't really have to come to that. And a lot of times I think it deals with a self-confidence or lack of self-confidence or self-esteem even, you know, to be more specific, factor with a specific woman. You know, then there's some chicks, you take it a step further, that stay around in situations like that for, lack of a better term, the perks. He's paying bills, you know, he gives her dough, mm-hmm. he does this, he does that. So, you know, that's something that she's willing to put up with too. There's not really one specific reason for it. Unfortunately, there's a whole lot of things that encompass the whole thing. But I think, to me, the biggest factor is self-confidence or self-esteem. Like, you know, I tell, you know, my son, my oldest son, all the time, that he has a daughter who will be 6 in March, and I always pose to him the challenge to treat the young ladies that he deals with the same way that he would want someone to deal with his daughter when she grows up. And
right.
that's a very, that's a hard challenge for a lot of men, no matter what the age, to accept or even to take on, because they can't see, you know, someone doing real disrespectful things or talking disrespectful to their daughter. But at the same token, you know, if they're already set into a mind frame to where, you know, they are the consummate a-hole, how do you break them out of that, you know, even with that challenge?
Yeah, I mean, talk to me, bro. I mean, what was your experience with these kind of situations? You ever have to, like, play the a-hole role in order to – not to say you had to play in order to get somewhere with the chick or whatever, but has it, like, ever happened – inadvertently, and then you just realize, oh, I need, you know, maybe I'm more to something here. Let me keep going with this for right now, because she's, you know, she's biting.
I can't say deliberately.
That's
although,
what I'm saying, yeah.
But listening, I mean, I was just kind of reflecting back on a few things, and I think when it comes to Regina, Hot Chocolate alluded to it a little. But I think there's a certain level of bad boy that every woman's drawn to. I think there's a certain level of I'm not going to say rudeness, but I think there's a certain level of crudeness that is attractive. Because I have experienced, and I've had females even tell me, you know, I mean, you know, for me, a lot of times it was a good balance from their perspective, because clearly I am going to provide a certain level of security. I am going to protect them. You know, nobody just going to roll up on us and do just anything. But at the same time, I'm a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm a nice guy. I'm a smart guy. But
mm-hmm.
I can flip that on you in a minute. So I think at the end of the day, I think there's a certain level, again, of crudeness that a female is drawn to, and she even expects it.
Yeah, that's true.
And when they don't get it, that's when it really becomes a problem. When you're too much nice guy and you possess no crudeness, they like what that equals is punk, weakling.
Yeah, basically.
I would like for my man to be able to hold, to wear all of the hats. You know, tilt it one way, you're a thug. Tilt it one way, you're articulate and intelligent. You know, tilt it another way, you're the real sweet guy. You know, however the balance needs to go, I need you to be able to fit into that role in some way, shape, or form, naturally.
I got you. Yeah, I just found that always interesting, because, you know, like I said, man, the way the form used to work for me, like the I guess the rudeness or the a-hole that I would portray up front would attract them, and then once they got to the crib and they saw how, you know, I can be domesticated because I had a clean crib, you know, didn't smell like sneakers and, you know, dogs and stuff like
Orange
whatever like that. You know what I mean? Then I cooked too. You know, that was hook, line, and sinker right there. I had them hooked off of that. So it was just like, you know, but I was like, yeah, but I really had to kind of be some kind of way to get you to pay attention to me to a certain extent. You know what I mean? And I just felt that that was like such an oxymoron of the situation. You know, you want somebody to treat you right to start off with.
That was you showing that crudeness. That was you being crude, but at the same time, you know, getting you said, but I'm domesticated. Hey, absolutely. It takes a balance, a good balance.
That's a balance right there, that's what I'm saying, yeah. That was a balance right there. Yeah, that topic right there always threw me for a loop, man. Always, because it's still
way to balance it out. Way to balance it out.
Hey, let's pause for the calls. Rock one out. We'll be right back on the other side of this joint right here. It's 10:45 on the East Coast. Back in a moment.
I never want you to be my man.
A script to proofread. I spit some untruth to dumb fools and groupies. Fun to punctuate, pronunciate the funds I make. A monster take, put in your face. Oh, mama's sake, you not a floozy, then excuse me. Before I talk my style, introduce me. Get your name and phone number like 1, 2, 3. Y'all know the story, y'all know the commentary. I kick the narrative, this is legendary. The good Samaritan, hood thespian. Like a polygamist with a twist. Will I marry again? Maybe, I guess. I hold a lady interest, I just met. The love scholar, she the teacher's pet. Every other eve we meet and make each other sweat. I feel triumphant, no strings, just a fling to have fun with. I'll be out in London, Camden, hunting for the answers. Why did God take away the homie? I can't stand it, I'm a firm believer that we all meet up in eternity. Just hope the big man show me some courtesy. Why? Cause I'm deemed a heartbreaker like smoke. Girls linger around a player. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I never wanted you to be my man.
Is a test. It's affecting my complexion, misdirecting my affection. My concerns are bill collections, the faxes, the taxes, they after me. Chapter 3, my property, my handlers, they dealt with me improperly. I say some things I should probably keep privately. Evaluate the World Bank Trust like I'm IEG. This fly sweet's in my bourgeoisie, tall freak. She wouldn't protest with me at Wall Street. She says, no, you're so deep. I said, no, let's go through it. Historically so ruthless, Fed came for Joe Lewis. She said, my man, you need to laugh sometime. Classifies me as a whore, I told her I have some wine. You colder than penguin poop, get her dismay. She's thinking that's just so silly to say. But if you really think about it, hussy, see a penguin, he drags his on the ground all day. And it's a dragon, it's a buster, you're in tune with just lust. I'm through with you after I crustle. Is that humorous enough? The smoke I puff. Tell the car to go to Aura Funky Buddha Whiskey Mr. Mayfair. I hope I meet Simone love so she can show me love. NYC to UK, I might stay there. Everybody in the club tonight, say yeah. You know how me and Amy are straight players.
Amy Winehouse up in here, 10:49. Out here where we are on the East Coast, 6:49 on the West Coast, actually 7:49 on the West Coast. Thanks for rocking with us, Madam CeeLo Boston, under the weather. DD live out of VA, St. James hanging out with us, hot chocolate, big up Toya. 73,000 listeners strong. Hey, we appreciate y'all. We don't take it for granted. We know it's a lot of radio shows out here. Thanks for rocking with us. Tonight's topic, is it a myth or is it reality surrounding the street code of no snitching? I mean, the consensus on this show is that it is absolutely a reality. Before we got into the adult talk segment tonight, we were talking about children and the perspective on snitching that we share with children. The things are a little different. I think kids talk a little bit more. Social media technology causes us to share information and share things in a way that, you know, we tell on ourselves. We expose ourselves. So, you know, we don't even need anybody else to snitch because we kind of expose it all in 2013.
Right.
You know, but I think the reality is there are some things that you need to learn how to keep to yourself. I think we incriminate ourselves and we incriminate others often, you know, with things that are really not that important. I mean, clearly you don't want to harbor a fugitive. But at the same time, I think we'll be less stressed, there'll be less chaos, less drama, if we just mind our business and didn't talk so much. We're a society that talks way too much, you know, because we have outlets and platforms that we didn't have 10, 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And we're talking about the wrong things. We're not really talking about things that are, you know, life imperative. We're talking about a bunch of BS, like
foolishness. That's
only because we have it's only because we have the opportunity to do it at our disposal now.
And you're right. You're right. If we didn't have the social media platforms that we have, I don't think snitching would be on the all-time high that it is right now.
Yeah. I mean, people just getting caught up in their own tangle web. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to do something, at least be smart about it. Have enough sense to try to cover your tracks. Don't try to cover your tracks and then undo everything you did because you want to post pics on Facebook and stuff like that and talk about, you know what I mean? It's just, it's not smart. It's just an uneducated guess at the end of the day, man.
You said it.
Not smart.
Ladies and gentlemen, we appreciate you again for rocking with us. We're back on Friday, 9 p.m. inside the Friday Night Cypher. Check us out.
I'll wait till it's time to go to make that announcement.
No, you good. Go what?
Uh-oh.
No, I was going to say next Wednesday, I'm letting you guys know now, listeners, I'm letting you guys know now, I may be a little turned up because it's going to be my birthday next Wednesday.
Oh,
so
let's get the party started.
I just hope I'm coherent enough to engage in hyperbole and actual, you know, conversation. So I've been doing good. I told myself I'm going to, you know, give my body a break from a lot of extracurricular activity that I used to engage in, and, you know, I haven't drank anything in about a month now, so I'm waiting for my birthday. My mom's supposed to be coming out here in a couple of weeks with some Henny White that she got from the islands for me. So
nice.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead and send me your birthday playlist so I can have it on deck to play whatever you want for your birthday.
You ain't going to ask me for no birthday suit picture, are you?
Nah. I mean, if you're sending them out, if you're volunteering to send it, then you know. Hey,
no thanks. I thought that's what you were asking.
Well,
subliminally.
I said a playlist of music, fool. I said nothing about a photograph.
You can see where his mind is, though, right?
Yeah, ladies, he wants to share. And if he does, I'll share it with y'all, our TM Hyman Radio listeners. Trust me. Y'all want to see what Save James and them guns look like, you just holler at me and I'll show you.
Hey, man, just be careful, man. It's a walking sculpture of love right here, man.
Oh, pray, Lord. We will be back next. Actually, the rest of the team will be back on Friday. I will be absent, unfortunately, but I will be enjoying myself in Norfolk at Norfolk State University's homecoming. We are that team. T.M. Hyman Radio Live, the general himself, Save James, Madam Boston, Dee Dee, Toya, Nokia, and myself, Hot Chocolate. We are going to leave you with Wyclef and Mano and the Midlife Crisis, which Save will be approaching soon. Everybody, good night.
Never. Never.
All right.
Welcome to the Refugee Republic. Quincy Jones once told me, the music industry is not a 50-yard dash. It's global gumbo. And that's a marathon. Are you ready to finish what you started?
I'm over my block.
It burns on my back. I'm back from hell's fire. Soul games just say the devil's a lie. Anything we can't conquer, Olympians. I'm on my second wind, running like a Jamaican. I went from dreads to a ball cut, took the few shots, still caught the rap bug. Closest it got to me falling was on Dave Chappelle show when Diamond was choking the legend. It wasn't an impression I leave on your girlfriend, not physically, but it's my voice that she's hearing. She like that, hey, sing along. She know the words to every song. Hey, she called me Dun Dada. Her favorite movie, Top Shutter. She love when I speak Cleo. What up, Cleo? Me and Khaled go back with Butterfuko.
Every morning used to wake up, brush my teeth and hit the block up. Hustle hard is what I made of. Some cut coke, I cut that tar up. We kids wanted cars with the big rim. Big mansions with rock wallet fences. Some did anything just to get them. Some see fame and some saw the prison.
Right. Right.
Some see fame and some see the prison.
Right.
Right. Some see fame and some see the prison.
Yeah. You doing time? You're in prison. Hold your head up. I hope you get a part. Could have been me in the same place. That's why every night I say my grace. Strong head, ain't a thing I can't achieve. So I'ma be top three MCs. Music mogul, philanthropy. Y'all know how I do with my epiphanies. Why now? Why not now? Many a call, but only a few can move the crowd, huh? I started off a battle MC before the Smack DVDs and URLs. But lately, lyrically been underestimated. But the rap side of my brain is reactivated. But thanks to my mama, used to pray, oh Lord, have my son focus on music, not a solo.
Every morning used to wake up, brush my teeth and hit the block up. Hustle hard is what I made of. Some cut coke, I cut that tar up. We kids wanted cars with the big rim. Big mansions with rock wallet fences. Some did anything just to get them. Some see fame and some saw the prison.
Right. Right.
Some see fame and some see the prison.
Right.
I don't see fame and some see the prison.
Some said I had a midlife crisis. Ducati twin pick on my birthday. Why envy Charlemagne? It's my birthday. It's my birthday. It's my birthday. Maluda, where we going? Party. Where they do the catwalk fashion with? They make it different. That mean don't ever leave me. What's funny, man? She don't even know me. Hey, she like that. Hey, sing along. She know the words to every song. Hey, she like that. Getting her dance on. She know the words. Go girl, shake it, but don't hurt nobody, it's the Refugee Republic, all hands on deck, DJs on deck,
some see fame and some saw the prison,
right, right, some see fame and some see the prison,
right,
right, some see fame and some see the prison, ladies and gentlemen. Somebody passing my electric guitar.
Some go see the prison. Some get saved and some
go ready. TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, TM Hyman Live, Talk Radio.